this week. It's in Mark's Gospel, chapter 7, verses 24 through 37. Now, the subtitle of this particular portion of Scripture is The Faith of a Gentile Woman. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Then Jesus left Galilee and went north to the region of Tyre. He tried to keep it a secret that he was there, but he couldn't. As usual, the news of his arrival spread fast. Right away, a woman came to him whose little girl was possessed by an evil spirit. And she heard about Jesus, and now she came and fell at his feet. She begged him to release her child from the demon's control. Since she was Gentile born in Syrian Phoenicia, Jesus told her, "First, I should help my own family, the Jews. It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs." And she replied, "That's true, Lord, but even the dogs under the table are given some crumbs from the children's plates." Jesus answered, red letter in verse 29, "Good answer," he said, "and because you have answered so well, I have healed your daughter." And when she arrived home, her little girl was lying quietly in bed, and the demon was gone. Now, Jesus heals a deaf man and a mute man. Picking it back up at verse 31, Jesus left Tyre and went to Sidon, then back to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the 10 towns. A deaf man with a speech impediment was brought to him, and the people begged Jesus to lay his hands on the man to heal him. Jesus led him to a private place away from the crowd. He put his fingers into the man's ear, then spitting into his own finger, he touched the man's tongue with spittle. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and commanded, "Be open," and instantly the man could hear perfectly and speak plainly. Jesus told the crowd not to tell anyone, but the more he told them not to, the more they spread the news, for they were completely amazed. Again and again they said, "Everything he does is wonderful. He even heals those who are deaf and mute." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.